So there's Rabbi Yaina, which I mentioned. Amar v'izbayin gardel chiyuvenu lekadosh es Hashem. All the kedusha to bring about kiddush Hashem. The Galios is the mitzvah ikris kiddush Hashem. Kihi kolelas hakol, kol everything. Kol a mitzvah sukol yon everis Hashem. Toicham for kiddush Hashem. There's the Torah Dvarim mentioned. The Galios called Nikkur Kishmi. And the second Yisrael is really is part of the first Yisrael, Tachlis of Klal Yisrael, and it's the Tachlis Habriya. I mean, the whole world is supposed to reach the Tachlis of recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yedat Kol Pol, Ki Atzof Yaltoi, Yoymar Kol Hashem Hashem Vahapai, Hashem Elokei Yisrael Melech, and so on and so forth. All the Psukim and the Tfilis that talk about the whole world, Bimalar Tzdes Hashem, Yimaisim Shiach of the world being filled with the knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the Tachlis Habriya. And it's our avodah, Klal Yisrael's avodah, to somehow bring the whole world to that Tachlis. And we know this musik, and there's a lot of different mahalchim in how to bring this out. And part of my objective is to bring out a mahalach for Bnei Torah, a mahalach for us, and we hear these concepts of Ar Lagayim, a light unto the nations, right? That other circles use as being, a great scientist and bringing to the world all kinds of ideas of modern ideas in the world. Klal Yisrael, this tachlis is to bring Kfeit Shemayim to the world. I heard over from Ravram Chaim Foyer. I think this is a tremendous way to bring this into the classroom. Rabbi Ram Chaim Foyer said over B'Shem Rabbi Chana Wasserman. I haven't found it in print, but he said over this mashal. He says, why does Klal Yisrael have 600 Taryag mitzvahs and the Umas Ha'olam is enough with 7? And Rabbi Chana says like this. He says, Klal Yisrael are like the captains, the crew of a big ship driving a whole boatload of passengers to a special destination. The captain and the crew come in, and there's all kinds of instructions, there's all kinds of maps and books, and it's very, very complex to drive a ship and to stay on course. It takes a big avodah. It's a big responsibility. And so there's all kinds of things that the crew has to know and has to do. The passengers, it's a few basic rules of law and order. Don't wreck the ship. They're being brought along. The passengers are being brought along. So this is what Chanan says. Klal Yisrael is driving the whole world to the specific destination of Kfeit Shemayim. Klal Yisrael's Aveda is to bring the whole world, and the whole world kind of follows. And that's and for Klal Yisrael, we need Targum Mitzvahs. We need all these different things in order to bring the world to stay on course and to get the world to this point, to be at Tzel Melukim. And the passengers are being brought along. And we're going to use this mashal to bring out the different aspects of this inyan, of this relationship between Klal Yisrael and Umas Ha'olam, Klal Yisrael amongst each other, with this mashal. So for me, this was a big shift in a number of different ways. You know, we know the concepts of Bishvil Yisrael Shenikra Reishis, that the world is really here for Klal Yisrael. Bishvil Yisrael Shenikra Reishis, the world was created. And the Shlah really says it the other way. It's because of Klal Yisrael. Bishvil Yisrael, because of Klal Yisrael, the world was created, because the world is going to reach its Shlemus through Klal Yisrael. Bishvil Yisrael Shenikra Reishis. The whole world is going to reach its Tachlis, Bishvil Yisrael. So Klal Yisrael is really here. It's the other way. The Klal Yisrael is really here for the world. We have this tremendous achrayis, this tremendous tafkid of bringing the whole world to Yemei Mashiach. So, how does this work? We know that we don't preach, and we don't go out there and missionize. We're not missionaries, and we're not talking to them. We're not putting up billboards. Believe in God, and what's the how does this work? How does it happen? We have you know, we have, there's so many things we do, and we do most of the things we do are bitsina, are behind doors. How does the world come to this recognition? How does it come? How does it happen through Klal Yisrael? So it leads us to the next Yisrael. This is some of the Marmakimis, the Psukim on the last Yisrael, the Tachas Sabriya. Ramban and Parshas Hazinu. The third Yisrael is the Yisrael that I recognized over the years. And it really, once I saw it, the Malbim, the Bais Chachma says a few places, really it comes up in a lot of many other different places. The Yisrael is like this. The Bais Chachma says it on the in the Pesukim in Parshas Yisrael. The Pasuk says, V'yisim li segula mikol ha'amim, ki li kol ha'aretz. V'yisim li segula mikol ha'amim. How does that connect to Kili Kol Haaretz? Because the whole world is mine. Rav Rashi speaks about Yisrael Nisigula Mikol Amim, Kili Kol Haaretz, the Klal Yisrael is the Am Nivchar, the whole world is mine. So Meshach Chachma says in Merid HaKazach, he says that Yisrael Nisigula Mikol Amim is that Klal Yisrael is Tachas Hashkacha Pratis. Klal Yisrael has this special Hanhaga of Hashkacha Pratis. Zabdi Meshach Chachma, he says the Tachas of that Hashkacha Pratis is Kili Kol Haaretz. Is to bring the whole world to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which means that Klal Yisrael's Aveda is to develop themselves into Tzel Melkim, a reflection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, his Midas, his Kedusha. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu does the demonstration, the pirsum, the publicity. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be manning. When Klal Yisrael is Roy and is being a proper Tzel Melkim, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs over and gives us the bracha and the hashkacha and the Parnasa, and the Shmira. And that's what publicizes. We don't have to go out and preach. Right? It's not on us to go out and publicize. Right? The way I say it over to the Bachram, because I think it needs to be driven home very, very carefully and very strongly, is that we make the reflection, and Hashem makes the demonstration. We don't have to impress. It's not about impressing. Right? It's not about, gaining acceptance, right, and impressing what they obviously what they want to see. It's about being a Tzel Melkim. So if you're opening a bank account, and there's a woman behind the desk, and she puts out her hand to shake your hand, and you say, "I'm sorry, for religious sensitivities, you know, I don't shake hands. Nothing personal." And she thinks in her mind, "Like that's ridiculous. What kind of." You know, that's not respectful. Right? And I have like a little quiz for the Bachman. Is that a Kiddush Hashem or a Chil Hashem? And if we're reflecting the Ratzon Hashem, we're reflecting what's right, what's MS, what's true. Of course, that's Kiddushim Shemayim. And it's a delicate topic, but it's really very straightforward, very simple. If we're being a Tzel Melekim, within and without, indoors and outdoors, then ultimately, that's what's Mekadeshim Shemayim. And how will it happen? It'll happen through the Hashkachas Hashem. So I give a little mashal. I say, let's say, you know, to the Bachram, I would say, in Denver we used to get these big hailstorms. And they used to, you know, every once in a while, every few years. And it would destroy roofs of cars and, you know, and then the homes and things like that. So let's say there was a massive hailstorm here in Denver. And the homes got destroyed, every single house got destroyed. And there's the yeshiva building and the dormitory building. That somehow there was this bubble, big nace, and the sun shone through and it wasn't touched. The yeshiva building wasn't touched, the dorm wasn't touched. And the place would go crazy. The media would come running and say, "What's going on over here? The whole neighborhood is destroyed, and there's these two buildings that have this incredible protection. What's happening over here?" And the media is going to go and they're going to interview everyone. They're going to interview the general studies teachers, the neighbors of the dorm, the stores, in the gym, wherever you guys are, indoors and outdoors, they're gonna check on the computers, they're gonna be looking to see what are these bachrim up to, what's going on over here, why did they get this special treatment, why were they highlighted, what's happening, and if they hear that these bachrim are kedoshim, are entertainers, they're different. They have these midas, and kedusha, and they're learning, whatever it might be, right? So then, there's tremendous kvod shamayim. But if they hear that, yeah, they might be learning some things, but when they go outdoors, that they're talking like this, and they're behaving like that in the general studies, or they're entertaining themselves the same way as everyone else, then it would be a chil Hashem. And if it would be a chil Hashem, then it couldn't happen. Because Baruch Hu can't shine his hashgacha pratis on a ummah, on a people that would bring out a chil Hashem Shemayim. Because Baruch Hu is going to be mefarsing the people that reflect him. So the hashgacha pratis is like a or panav. Elokim ichaneinu v'yivarcheinu. Do I have these pesukim over here? Okay, so v'yisum v'sigul m'kal amim, klal yisrael z'hashtachas hashtachas pratas kili kol aretz. This is Meshach Chachma. Kol chayim v'ducha selo, all the chayim will praise you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'alu Hashem Chav Emes. V'kel Yeshua say nu. Through HaKadosh Baruch Hu bringing our Yeshua. Ezra say nu. That's how kol chayim v'ducha selo. Elokim yichaneinu v'yivarcheinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give us chayim, give us bracha. Yor panav yitanum selo, shine your or panav on us. L'das, v'eretz, in order that your ways will be known to the world through the Hashgacha Pratis, the Chain, and the Bracha to us, that's how will be known the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu through seeing our ways. So Klal Yisrael brings that down. The Malvim, this is the Yisoid, I'm not going to go into it, but this is really the Yisoid behind Mesiras Nefesh, Al Kiddush Hashem also. As Rashi brings down, that a person that's Mesiras Nefesh, Al Manas Lomos, Yasa Loi Nes, there's a certain, the Malvim speaks about it, part of the Kiddush Hashem Shemayim of Mesiras Nefesh is the loyalty that the person shows to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Maisa of Mesiras Nefesh. But the Malvim brings down that there's another aspect of the Kiddush Hashem, that comes out from Mesiras Nefesh, is that when there's Mesiras Nefesh, it creates Nisim. When there's Kedusha, when Klal Yisrael brings Kedusha down to the world, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings more Nisim to Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekadosh his name through Kedoshim. And that's the Kiddush Hashem Shemayim. It's the Lashon V'Nikdashti. V'Nikdashti is Lashon Nifal. It's not Kadshini. It's not with the Maisa Mesiras Nefesh. It's with, through the Mesiras Nefesh, is the ultimate Maisa Kedusha. And when you have Kedusha, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mefarsim with Hashgacha Pratis, with Nisan. And that's what brings about the Kiddush Shem Shemayim.
What is Kedusha? Is it something that any time you do,
I mean,
this still brings Kedusha to the
world?
Is it a general term, or is it
specific? I think Kedusha could be really any Mesiras Ratzon, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be Kedusha. Yeah, not just Mesiras Nefesh. Right. I should really say a quick definition. I mean, the Kaddish Shem Shemayim. Rav Chaim Friedlander says in Parshas Emor, in Sif Sechaim, Parshas Emor, he says really definition that really connects all the inyanim of Kiddush Hashem, Mesiras Nefesh, and Bitsina, and Farhesya. And so Rav Chaim Friedlander says it's a similar term that's used for the Mekadesh Kohanim. Mekadesh Kohanim is putting the Kohen first. So it's raising the Kohen up in status, giving the Kohen Chashivas, because the Kohanim were the leaders, were the role models, raising the Kohanim up, the first Aliyah, the first to the Suda. So Mekadesh means giving chashivas, raising the esteem, raising putting the Kohanim first. So be Mekadesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol is raising this theme of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in your own eyes, in your own life, putting HaKadosh Baruch Hu first, putting His Ratzon before your own Ratzon. So Betzina, Yosef HaTzadik, when a person is Kavish is Yetzer, the Rambam says, if he's Mechavin, L'Shem Shemayim, he's Mechavin, not for his own cover, for L'Shem Shemayim, so he put HaKadosh Baruch Hu first, Hashem's Ratzon first, he raised HaKadosh Baruch Hu up, that he gave Chashivas, Machshev, he gave Chashivas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his own life. And when a person acts like a Ben Torah out in the streets with their Charetz Midas, and someone else sees, he doesn't even know, but someone else sees, and someone else says, wow, this Yid, Hashem Yisrael Lam D'Torah, Hashem Yisrael Rabbi Lam D'Torah. So he raised HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chashir Kav Yachol, he raised HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the eyes of other people around him, in the eyes of other Yidden. Kiddushim Shemayim in front of other Yom Sech B'nai Yisrael is a higher level of Kiddushim Shemayim, but Kiddushim Shemayim applies to Gaim too. He raised and raising HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Einoi Mavada to the Gantz Bria. So that's being Mekadesh, is being Machshir, bringing Chashivas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. So, when we go through these Yisaidis, so the spotlight, the way I give a mashal to the Or Panav, to the Hashgacha Pratis, is like actors on a stage. You have actors on a stage, there's a spotlight on the actors, everything, the audience is in the dark. And the spotlight is not so that the actors could see what they're doing, it's so everyone could really see them. Everyone could watch and observe and notice every move that they make. Because the Or Panav that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shines on Klal Yisrael, the Hashgacha Pratis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shines is really in order to highlight Klal Yisrael and highlight the actions of Klal Yisrael, the Midas and what we're doing and the Kedusha, and bring it to the attention of the whole world to bring about this Kedusha Shemayim. Okay, well, Eisa Seder Liyakov, we'll get to that. Maybe we should do that now. Okay. How does this shtim? This is one of the things that really was a difficult thing for me, that if all of Torah Mitzvahs are to create this Kvod Shemayim, are supposed to bring about this Kiddush Hashem, why do we find this Halach of Yadua Issa Seinu Liyakov, which seems like that the Torah Mitzvahs don't, fakir, the Torah Mitzvahs really create friction and tension and sinah. Yeah.
I was by one of the Pirkei Mishnais, I had a long conversation with the heads of that Buddhist Yisrael in America with this Indian. Looking at Goyim as Tzelem Likim, even though there are different Madrigas of Tzelem Likim. So, why is there a sin at the Yaakov? Sometimes it's Al Tzchil Hashem. When a person somewhere goes in double parks and the Goy sees, or there's a certain sensitivity that we have to have. Yes, we may cut, there's a big, huge emphasis of thinking that we're better. We're also supposed to believe that we're better because, not because of who I am as a person, it's because the Eibishter put me where I am. The Eibishter gave me this. It's nothing to do, bad, so it's nothing to do with me. I'm lucky that the Eibishter put me where I am. So to look at a guy is, the Eibishter didn't put him in my place. However, there's garbage to come with anything that I really Epa'etzim did. Who I am as a person...
So it doesn't cause the degrading and the knocking.
If you want to say that there's Allah is the study of the Yaakov, fine. But sometimes you don't want to turn to themselves and look at themselves and say, we have to treat them like it's Salam Alaikum, even though whatever they choose to do with their lives, they're going to do with their lives.
So you're saying that it could be we're causing some of the anti-Semitism by our actions. That's
a hard thing to say.
But I think that there's much that we can do.
That's
I also spoke
like
it over
there. There are things we could do to make it more Kiddush Hashem from what we do.
Yeah, I would agree. So I want to share a Maridik and Netziv. Netziv in Sher Yisrael is a sefer on anti-Semitism. And he says like this. He says, Klal Yisrael is like fire. The Umas Ailam are like water. Fire and water don't go well together, as we know. It gets ugly. Smoke, it's smelly, it's kefarlach. And then Tziv says, but if we put the water in a pot, and we have the fire, and it's muvdol, then the fire could impact the water, it could purify, they could work together and could be b'shalom between them. The Netziv says that if there's Havdalah, and we know the famous, if Klal Yisrael, how does it go? Or Chaim V'lashon, I think they say from. If Klal Yisrael doesn't make Kiddush, then they're going to make Havdalah. Right, that kind of concept. That in order for, the Netziv brings this out very, very strong. In order for Klal Yisrael to make Kaddish Shem Shemayim, they have to be Mavdal. In order for them to be fire, to have the Kayach, to be potent, to be hot, in order to cook the water, they can't get water down. Right, they have to be mutl. The water has to stay in the pot. If they get mixed, then the fire gets put out, and then they don't have the kayach. If they get mushva, then they don't have any kayach anymore to make a difference. So the only way that Klal Yisrael could accomplish and see the results in the Kaddish Yishmaim is their mutl. And then Sue says that's where Esa Sen Liyakov comes in. Esa Sen Liyakov is really Akash Baruch Hu, it brings it on when Klal Yisrael needs to be reminded that we have to stay separate, and that we have to be a more pure Tzelem Elokim, some way or another. Whether it's through Kedusha, whether it's through Midas, that we're not being the proper Tzelem Elokim. I think through Midas as well, but through Kedusha and Yonim, that we're not being enough of a Tzelem Elokim within, in order to be the proper reflection, in order to have that impact. That's what Netziv says. So, it's not inevitable. Esav Sen Liyakov is not inevitable. It's a temporary thing in order to make sure that we maintain, because the Havdalah is critical in our role in being Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. And it's very important that we're not busy with what they want to see, and we're not busy with trying to impress them, because that's not Kiddush Shem Shemayim. Right? I always speak out, if you have a Jewish celebrity, a Jewish NFL player, athlete, and everyone's, wow, very nispal, he's Jewish, and look what he could do. You know, is that a Kiddush Hashemayim or a Chil Hashem, right? That's not a Kiddush Hashemayim. What's he reflecting? He's reflecting that he's a good athlete? What does that reflect about HaKadosh Baruch Hu? They're garnished, right? But if the athlete, gives up a big game to keep Shabbos or not to play on Yom Kippur, whatever, be on his level, he was reflecting the Ratzon Hashem. People see, and he was reflecting something that's MS. That's a Kiddush Shem Shemayim. Okay, so let's look at the result. So this is what we brought up before: the pride, the Benan Lamakim, the focus, the Havdalah leads to these things, a certain imbalance. If we take these different yisaitis, you'll see how it really creates a whole shift, and really automatically, naturally, when these yisaitis are ingrained. So first, the pride of being a Ben Torah shifts a little bit. If the pride of being a Ben Torah is, I'm proud because of what I have, and because of who I am, and I'm a Ben Torah, and that's it, that's the tachlis, I'm going to become a Talmud Chacham, and that's my pride, then that could lead to bittul of people that don't have that. But if the pride, if we connect it, and say that the pride is that I'm a Ben Torah, who is a Mekadshei Hashem, if we connect these dots, it's about connecting these dots. If I'm a Ben Torah, in order to be Mekadshei Shemayim, so then my pride is only if I'm being Mekadshei Hashem. Only if the Torah is, I'm bringing it with me in my interactions wherever I go, and it's not causing chil Hashem, that I'm not degrading other people with it. So the pride is a pride becomes automatically, right? When we ingrain this and we really connect the dots and we use the terms, we bring out these yisaitis, so automatically it becomes that I'm the Mekadshei Hashem. I'm the crew. Think about the captain of the ship, the crew of the ship, right? They have a tremendous pride of who they are. The captain, but yet that pride of being a captain doesn't lead to bittul on the passengers, because the passengers are part of the role. They're part of it. He has to bring this whole boatload to the destination. That's his tafkid. The boss is telling him he has to bring the whole boatload to this specific destination. So his pride is that he knows how to drive a ship. He knows how to he knows the instructions, and he trained himself really well, and he knows how to steer. but that doesn't lead to when he's walking to get a drink or going and buying a soda, that he plows through everyone else around him. Right? They're the passengers. So it's the pride of a captain. There, it creates a tremendous balance between the Menon Lamaka and Menon Lachaver. So I remember Master Seal Solomon speaking about this. And he said over incredible, it was hard to hear, but he said like this, he said, I remember this drasha he gave to thousands of Yingalites, he says, Rabbi Isai, you're driving to Beis Medrash, and you're going to spend the next 4 hours on the Limud HaTorah of the greatest mitzvah possible and the greatest Kiddush Shem Shemayim possible. Because Limud HaTalmud Torah Kenegad Kulam is the greatest tool in Kiddush Shem Shemayim is Torah, is Limud HaTorah. If in the few minutes that you're driving aggressively and you're cutting people off and you're driving without Derech Eretz and you're honking your horn, and they're looking at the people in the other car, looking at this. This is how Ventura. This is how Ventura acts. And he said, and it's hard to say, that the Torah could become into Chil Hashem. It ruins the impact of your Torah. The Torah's potential of Yimikadosh and Shemayim could be negated if you're missing the Derech Eretz. And that's how he was Masber. Derech Eretz called Mul Torah, and this is how we do it with the Bachrim. That it's a package deal. In order to Mekadosh Shein Shemayim, as we're growing in Kedusha and growing in Torah, we have to grow with Yashrus and grow with Emes and grow with Midas. And it's hand in hand. And Derech Eretz Kavanah LaTorah is foundational, because without Derech Eretz, the Torah is not going to be able to Mekadosh Shein Shemayim in the same way. So that creates, so even if the captain is spending much more time at the controls, where he's supposed to be, right, driving the ship, right, we're spending more time, of course, it's Limud HaTorah, it's in the Beis Medrash, right, but there's still the understanding that when he goes out, whenever he does have those interactions, that he has to be sensitive and be careful, because that's also part of his role. So we're not changing the focus, we're not changing the amount of time we're spending on the Bein Olam HaMakom. The Bein Olam HaMakom is for Klal Shamayim. And the Bein Olam HaChaver is also for Klal Shamayim, and you can't separate the two, it's a package deal.
How do I make them realize that what they're doing is making Kiddush Hashem? Like, Mamish, what you're saying. We're not just learning or mitzvahs. Tachlis is Kiddush Hashem. How do I make them realize that? I'm telling them, learn as much as you can. And how do I make them realize that what they're doing is, in effect...
So I like the stories. The stories of a Ventura, of a Tzaddik. And how he embodies Klal Shamayim in everything that he does, how the morals of the Torah lifestyle, how it's so beautiful, Shabbos is so beautiful, how the world kind of craves, it's so dark out there, and when they see these little lights, they're so stunned by the Kedusha, they're stunned by Shabbos, and the way, the lifestyle of the Ben Torah, the Ben Torah, and the Limud HaTorah, how it perfects us, and how it makes us into different people, is like shocking to the world.
So this is a more direct application than when you then act with good meters, people will say.
So that you see it right. It's a little bit more direct.
It's not like the Torah. Not through. I should tell my two things. First of all, I want you to learn all day. Also, I want to make sure the focus is that when you're in the street, there should be also. Is that what you said? There should be a focus on that also.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, make sure
you take the Torah with you. So I bring up this Rav Matisyahu Shmuz about driving and learning, and say, and the same is true when you're going from the Kodesh classroom to the general studies classroom. You have to bring it with you, wherever you go. The Torah has to come with you. It has to change you, inside, and in all your interactions.
A boy that is atzliach and the things that he considers chashev, right? Most boys that would be learning. But for a boy that is not matzliach and he doesn't feel like he's a mutzlach, he really asks him whether he'll say it to you or not. Deep down inside himself, he says, "Vasul Davishir Kamir. Davishir, I'm supposed to be proud of who I am. I'm not chashiv, I'm not anything. I don't really learn, so why is it?
So I think this is one of this. I believe that right. This is a big nekuda, which I found for the Bachan that this also helps with. I was going to mention at the end that when the focus is Kiddush Shem Shemayim, it opens up many different avenues of Avodas Hashem. There's so many different ways. So of course, Limud Torah is the Shpitz, and the Amar Kvod Shemayim comes out of Limud Torah. But if you find yourself in the business world, you find yourself, you have a different tachlis, a different tafkid, whatever you do. There's so many different ways to make Kiddush Shem Shemayim. You're on the front lines. He doesn't know. But they do see that there's a lot of different ways of being Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. There's so many different ways. You bring that out. And you bring out all the different ways, whether it's midas, whether it's through talent, singing. They could use their kaychis for in different ways to be ma'ar people and to, like, it opens up so many different avenues of Avodas Hashem. Ways to contribute. Seeing the potential. So I believe also that when we have this, when we connect the dots, and that we have this shift of that we're being Mekadesh Shem Shemayim to the whole Bria, then suddenly the whole Bria is seen as there's something Bekavadik to the whole Bria. Right now, we could say there's Hashchasa, and the way they're acting is Geferlach, and it's disgusting, and it's immoral, whatever we use, that they're destroying their lives. But there's potential that everyone's going to come around. Everyone's going to see the MS, and everyone's going to appreciate the MS. Eventually, if we do what we're supposed to be doing, then we see that that within everyone, kol b'nei vasi yikru b'shmecha, b'haftes elecha kol rishei aretz, all the rishei aretz are gonna come around, are gonna see, and they're gonna also serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in some way. So there's a certain covenant brius that we walk around and we see in every human being. It's possible, eventually, if we're doing what we're supposed to be doing, eventually they'll come around too. So there's a certain covenant that we have, not for the way they're acting now, but a certain covenant that wait, that they're also part of this tafkid. The Haris Tefila says, "Kovnei Vasi Yikru B'Shmecha," even on those people that are not B'Darga Adam, B'nei Vasar is like the lowliest of low. Yikru b'shmecha, yagiu la'akara v'adayis koi gadol v'alakusay, shakulam yikru b'shmoy, like the Ramban, and he brings down, like the Ramban says on Rav Vila, yikru b'shem Hashem, that he was publicized, koi v'kol gadol, I'm calling out b'shem Hashem, kol b'nei basar yikru b'shmecha, will be proclaiming b'shem Hashem. Bringing out some of these tefillahs is another way, pointing out these different tefillahs, aleinu l'shabeach, the whole piece there, and going it through with the Talmidim, with the kids, and even having a program focused on Aleinu or Yesh Meirav, you know, Kaddish, is a beautiful way to get them focused on this Tachlis, connecting the dots. A sense of Achrayis. So if we don't degrade others who are not living up to their potential, if we're the ones Achray for it. If we would be doing our job, then they wouldn't be behaving the way they were behaving. If Klal Yisrael gets this together, of course, you know, we could do the best as individuals, but if Klal Yisrael was doing what they're supposed to be doing, eventually, when Klal Yisrael is in Tzel Melekim, so the whole world will change. So it's on us. So we're not looking down, we're not degrading. It's almost like, give another mashal with like teachers. If a teacher, there could be a teacher who has a certain sense of pride, going back to the pride, it's a certain sense of pride for the fact that he knows, he has all this knowledge in science. He's like a bucky in science. So he looks at his students and he looks down at them because they don't know what he knows. He sees that they're you know, obviously a teacher's pride has to be that I'm proud that I know a lot of science, but I know how to impart that and how to teach it, and how to give it over to the students. And we're not teachers in a proactive way, but we're role models, we're ambassadors, we're reflections. So it's also a sense of responsibility. Teachers recognize when they see the potential in the students, They're little kids, they don't know much, but they have potential. They're going to become adults. Eventually, they'll become adults. So they respect, they show kavod to their students. And they also have a sense of achrayus to their students. That even if the students are not there yet, but there's a certain sense of responsibility that it's on me to bring them there. Now, we don't do it proactively, but we do by being a son of him. What happens to that last one? Sense of achrayus. Okay, just one little maisa. How much time do we have? By the President Kennedy's assassination, there was a big funeral. They shut down all the schools on that day for the funeral of Kennedy's funeral. Tarmisera asked Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, should the Jewish day schools close for the funeral? Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky said over the Kuzari, he says that Klal Yisrael is like the heart to the body. Klal Yisrael is the heart to the rest of the world, is like the heart to the body. If the heart is ill, is not healthy, then the whole body feels it. The whole body is not doing well. If the heart is healthy, the whole body does very, very good. If something like this happened, that someone did something awful like this, and the whole place is, the whole world is up in arms, upset at this avla, and Klal Yisrael has to recognize, we the kids have to recognize, this is also on us. And also our achrayus. And so we should close the schools, that they should know that that avla that happens out there has what to do with us, that we can make a difference. Okay, and the big one is the Havdalah. Of course we have to stay muvdal, and we're Eish and Mayim, and we have to be mavdal ourselves. But the tachlis, we're connecting the dots. The tachlis of the Havdalah is not to be indifferent, we're different to make a difference. We have to stay muvdal. And even if we're saying, we're comparing and contrasting a little bit between us and the Ummah Olam and their lifestyle, our lifestyle, but we're still explaining that the reason we're muvdal is in order that we could be a pure Talmud Lakim, is in order that we could make a difference in the world. That everyone could see a Talmud Lakim, a proper Talmud Lakim, a reflection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we can't be mushfa. We can't allow ourselves to be watered down. We have to stay different. But that doesn't lead to indifference. If we make these connections, that difference, that the fact that we're different, we can only make a difference, really, if we're different. Is that, you hear that? Okay. Very, very interesting. Svasana said, "Kol davisha v'chav yatsman akal lameh, le'lamin al atzme yatsa, lamin al kal kula yatsa." When the Yehudim will meet this. And so the Svasana says that this is also referring to Klal Yisrael. Kol davisha v'chav. Klal Yisrael was part of the world. V'yatsa min akal was taken out to be the Am HaNivchar, Meredith HaPiz. Le'lamin, le'lamin al atzme yatsa. They weren't coming just to l'lamin on themselves, but l'lamin al kal kula yatsa. Meredith Svasana. Okay. So that creates this balance that we're looking for, that the hashkafa really leads to the covet. Yeah. I can't hear. If we do the Abdullah the right way, then the sinner will go away. So Ace of Sen Liyakov is when Klal Yisrael is not being muvdal enough. And the sinner is coming to remind us to be muvdal, and then when we're muvdal, then it turns into HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns it into Ava. He says Ava, the Netziv. Ayvim Zeh.
My friend once brought the Gemara in Pittsburgh, Kamal Basra, from Rabbi Bar Chana, and was leading the Sfinasa. We're going on a ship, and we saw a big whale.
I think we're running out of time, so let me just make sure we get this. These are some of the different outcomes. The Sifas Yesharim says is the Avod L'Shma, is the Shem Kved Shemayim, the different tefillahs that we bring out, the powerful tefillahs, the Seh L'man Shemecha, L'man Kved Shemecha. Masamat Tzipa L'Yeshua is a big, I didn't hand out these. This is good, it just shows you a little bit of the. And I have the graph here so you can just see it. On the other side, it shows a little bit of the contrast between the mentality, the hashkafa of a captain of a ship, And the hashkafa, if you think about it, the hashkafa of the lone sailor. So meaning if our hashkafa is that we're bringing ourselves to the destination. Our tachlis is to bring ourselves dveikus v'Hashem for us. And then passengers happen to jump on board. So we're bringing ourselves to the destination. We're very determined to get to the destination. And a bunch of people jump on board. They're just a nuisance. They're just get out of my way. They're just a challenge. They're just to persecute us. Just to distract us. And I just kind of compared the different, what the different hashkafas have, the results of these two different hashkafas. So when we connect the dots, when we don't connect the dots. Okay. Geirin, Balei Tshuva, there's a certain cover for that. Chodra Chachaveu, I mentioned all the different paths for it. A lot of the Rebbeim have told me that this is probably one of the biggest things that they have felt made a difference. That a lot of Rebbeim struggle with it. There's a certain sense of entitlement, a certain sense of it's all about me, a selfishness, and this opens up the bubble and says that we're here, L'hoi L'achrini, we're here for others, for our Chaverim, that interactions make a difference, not just about ourselves. And we're here to make Kaddish Shem Shemayim within our class, with our family. Tzipul Yeshua is the Achak L'Vechol Yom Sheyova, is connecting the dots, is keeping in mind the goal. Where are we headed? This is the mission of where we're headed, and keeping that mission in mind all the time. And every organization, in order to be Matzliach, has to know the ultimate goal. Whatever they're doing in that organization, they're doing all kinds of different things to get there. But everyone has to know what the ultimate goal is. And that's the Tzipul Yeshua, the ultimate goal is for Kfayt Shemayim in the Bria. Okay, you'll have that. Implementing this. So, a lot of this is girls' classes, I apologize, because they create a lot of this stuff. But just the idea. So I found that if we make this into the theme, and we just like any organization would create a mission statement and have a mission for the organization, if somehow we could have in our classrooms a constant connecting this to this mission, develop the mission statement. How do organizations do it? They post it in different places, different, you know, mantras, whatever it might be. And to do this, a similar type of thing, Captain and Passengers is great because you capture all the different aspects with that muscle. For example, the passengers come to the captain and say, we want to go in a different direction. Come with us. That island looks great. Let's go over there. The captain has to stay strong, and that's Kiddush Shem Shemayim. Against all opposition, against all, you know, against the grain, we're going in a specific direction in the face of Mesiras Nefesh. That's also Kiddush Shem Shemayim. If the passengers want to distract us, come and entertain yourself like we entertain ourselves, then we're not going to be driving the ship. The ship is going to go off course. So the marshal really captures the relationship, the crew amongst themselves, Klal Yisrael amongst themselves. There's a higher level of achdus, achrayis, the crew, because if the crew is not doing their job, something's going to be very, very off with the boat. And then there's the relationship with the passengers. It's muvdol, it's separate, we dress differently, we have different living quarters, the crew, the captain, right? We don't mix with the passengers, they don't mix. But yet, there's derech eretz, there's a certain covenant. These are different ideas that I could send to anyone that wants. This was a very cute idea. A House of Representatives is a nice way to capture it. Membership cards. Be the light. And they did it with... They would take different aspects of it. Different schools, you know, each week they could take a different aspect of Kiddush Hashem. Cleanliness, tuck yourself in, ben Torah. Some schools have done incentive programs where they have the boys have like cards, and they have a certain focus each week, holding the door open for a teacher, standing up for a rebbeim, whatever it might be, and they check it off, and there it's entered into raffle. Simple incentives like that to give them a focus on some of the practical derech eretz pieces and the midas pieces that are needed in the school. Routines. Rabbi Engel mentioned to me from Toronto. I asked him how do you teach Derech Eretz in the schools. So he says that he before every environment, before kids are going into any environment, he walks them through it before. He gives a class on it. So let's say the kids are starting to go to Kiddush and Shul, second grade or first grade, and teach them how they're supposed to act by Kiddush. You know, walk them through the details, the routines, the Harry Wong type of mahalach, a first day of school, of how they're going to do that. Bar mitzvah time, sixth grade, fifth grade, sixth grade, before the first bar mitzvah, not reactive after they're disturbing the whole place and talking during the speeches and things like that. Before they start the bar mitzvahs, give a class and walk them through how to say the mazel tov and how to eat and how to dance and how to, you know, the different routines that you have for these different environments. Because what I'm hearing is that if you really need to do direct teaching with how for the kids of how to interact when they go out of their circle or even within their circle. So we have different materials for this. You're welcome to leave your email address or something. I have for camps, I have a practical guide for all the different trips that they go to. That there's, you know, campgrounds and indoor parks and outdoor parks, roller skating and bumper cars, whatever it might be. With the, you know, bowling alley, there's all kinds of things that kids do at the bowling alley. And it breaks it down with the help of a bunch of counselors, help kind of come up with a nice list to just prep the kids. Stories and lessons. So outside I have the booklet and the Kuntres story supplement, different stories to bring out these inyanim from Kedusha inyanim, Mesiras Nefesh inyanim, and then the practical Derech Eretz and Midas, and weekly emails that I also send out. Okay, Yashar Koyach, everyone, for coming. Feel free to, if there's any questions, any ha'aris, if there's not nagei, if it doesn't work, I'd like to hear. Yashar Koyach.